Hey, here's the second video. I'm gonna show off the cards from the other two packs I got. So the first one is from the Rivals of Ixalan pack that I got. This one's Stampeding Horncrest. 4/4, not too bad. And it has haste as long as you control another dinosaur, which I don't even know if I have any dinosaur cards. If you didn't watch the other video, I am still pretty new to Magic, so I don't have a huge collection. Sun Sentinel, 2/2 with vigilance. Okay, I mean, kind of meh, but whatever. Let's see, Sailor of Means. When Sailor of Means enters the battlefield, create a colorless treasure artifact token with tap. Sacrifice this artifact. Add one mana of any color to your mana pool. Okay, interesting. Sun-colored Raptor. Okay, I see. I guess this set has a lot of dinosaur cards. 1/2 with Trample. Interesting. But I guess if you pay 3, it gets +3/+0 until end of turn. Not too bad. Could be better. I could see some use for it, I suppose. Dinosaur Hunter. Whenever Dinosaur Hunter deals damage to a dinosaur, destroy that creature. Yeah, that's really not all that helpful unless you're going up against someone who's using dinosaurs. Target creature gets +1/+1 until end of turn. Draw a card. Not really a fan of cards that do that, to be honest. Buccaneer's Bravado. Choose one. Target creature gets +1/+1 and gains first strike until end of turn. Or target pirate gets +1/+1 and gains double strike until end of turn. That's kind of cool. That's a better version. I just prefer if it's gonna have like do a +1/+1 until end of turn, I prefer it to have some other effect as well. Like having first strike is cool. Martyr of Dusk. When Martyr of Dusk dies, create a 1/1 white vampire creature token with lifelink. Okay, that's not too bad. Oh, I accidentally dropped one of the cards. Sworn Guardian. It's just a 1/3. For the River Heralds, the Immortal Sun is an object of terror and devastation. The idea that anyone would retrieve it for their own use is utterly abhorrent. Cool. I always like the flavor text. Whoa. The print on this card is messed up. Interesting. Okay. Colossal Dreadmaw. Oh, I have a bunch of these in my collection, actually. Cool. It's a pretty neat creature. I believe it has trample, right? Yeah, trample, and it's 6/6. Pretty nice. Forerunner of the Legion creature. It's a vampire knight. When it enters the battlefield, you may search your library for a vampire card, reveal it, then shuffle your library and put that card on top of it. Whenever another vampire enters the battlefield under your control, target creature gets +1/+1 until end of turn. That's kind of cool. Definitely useful for a white vampire deck. Shake the Foundations. Some sick art, honestly. Shake the Foundations deals one damage to each creature without flying. Kind of cool. Did I accidentally drop two cards again? No, I didn't. Okay. It's hard to do this one-handed. Ravenous Chupacabra. Oh, I think I have this card. Yeah. Destroy target creature. Yeah, I have this card. It might actually be in my deck. Deep Root Elite. It's pretty cool. Whenever another Merfolk enters the battlefield under your control, put a +1/+1 counter on target Merfolk you control. I guess it's useful if you're building a Merfolk deck. And then just a mountain and cool token. All right, on to the last one. This one is what's the think? Yeah, Dominaria. That's what this set is. Again, it's hard to do this one-handed. I'm sorry. Okay, Gitu Journey Mage. When it enters the battlefield, if you control another wizard, Gitu Journey Mage deals 2 damage to each opponent. That's pretty cool. I always like doing damage to opponents. Opt. Is that what it says? Opt. Interesting. It's an instant, scry one, draw a card. Cool. I'm dropping cards left and right. You didn't see anything. And this deck isn't. The desk is not conducive to picking up cards. Oh no. I can't pick it up. There we go. God damn it. I guess I'll just show it, but I messed up the card. It's just a sapperling token. I'm so mad. Okay. I am not a professional, as you can tell. Stronghold Confessor. Wow, that's a low cost. Okay. Kicker 3, you may pay an additional 3 as you cast a spell. Okay. Menace, this creature can't be blocked except by 2 or more creatures. That's pretty neat. And if it was kicked, it enters the battlefield with 2 plus 1 plus 1 encounters on it. So it could be a 3-3 if you pay 3 mana. Kind of cool. I always like having 1 mana cost creatures that have more than one effect. Llanowar Scout. Or Llanowar. It looks like a Welsh, the 2 L's. Which would be a lateral fricative. Sha. Yeah, maybe I'll do a video talking about linguistics, because that is one of my special interests. Anyway, cool. You may put a land card from your hand onto the battlefield. Pretty useful. It's a 1-3, which is nice. I'm used to those kinds of cards being just 1-1s. Adamant Will. Target creature gets +2/+2 and gains indestructible until end of turn. That's kind of cool. Call the Cavalry. Create 2/2 white knight creature tokens with vigilance. Cool. Can't say I'm very familiar with white. Oh, another Demonic Vigor. I have one of those. Didn't know it came from this set. I guess I should read that. Sorry. Enchanted creature gets +1/+1. When it dies, return that card to its owner's hand. Yeah, I like that one. Blood Tallow Candle. That's pretty sick. It's an artifact. Pay 6 mana and tap it, then sacrifice it. Or is that on the next turn? On the next turn, sacrifice Blood Tallow Candle. Target creature gets -5/-5 until end of turn. I mean, that's pretty useful. I suppose. Fiery Intervention. Also a pretty cool art there. Choose one. It either deals 5 damage to target creature or destroys target artifact. That's pretty useful. Come on. There we go. Cloud Reader Sphinx. I don't really like the art on that one. Has flying, 3/4, and it enters the battlefield, scry 2. Cool. Sarah Angel. Flying, vigilance, and it's a 4/4. Nice. Fungal Plots. Exile a creature card from your graveyard. Create a 1/1 green sapperling creature token. Sacrifice 2 sapperlings. You gain 2 life and draw a card. Kind of cool. Board the Weatherlight. Look at the top 5 cards of your library. You may reveal a historic card from among them and put it into your hand. Put the rest on the bottom of your library in a random order. That's not very useful unless you build your deck around that, I guess. Ooh. Grand Warlord Ratha. I don't know. I assume this could probably be used as a commander card, huh? Haste. Whenever one or more creatures you control attack, add that much mana in any combination of red mana or green mana. Till end of turn, you don't lose this mana as steps and phases end. Cool. And then just a blue mana. And that's it. I will put that into my collection. Thanks for watching. Have a good one.